Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming with another podcast. This is done on a Wednesday. StreamYard was done one last week. So getting ready for the Spotify for podcast. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day. Thanking you for the wake up on today. Thanking you for the day. Just thanking you for it all. Every step that we have through this day, we are grateful. We just thank you, Father, for strength of the day. And we are grateful. We just thank you, Father, for continuously touching those who need a touch in their bodies. And we are grateful. Thank you for touching those, Jesus, who were grieving on today. Lord, we are grateful. And we thank you, Father, going to nursing homes, hospitals, and touching those who need a touch. And we are grateful. Help us, Jesus. Continue to look up for our redemption draweth nigh. We are grateful. We are grateful. Forgive us of our sins. And we thank you for all that you do. We can't thank you enough, Jesus. So we say thank you. And we are grateful. 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 In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everybody had a great day on today, Wise Wednesday. Well, like I said, I did this podcast some week ago. I did it on StreamYard. Now here it is for the Spotify for podcasters. I'm still getting used to that name. And this title of this podcast is entitled The Secular and the Spiritual Employer. I'm going to take it from 1 Colossians 3, 23 and 24 reads thus wise, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Let's talk. This makes me think in this type of title, when we're on our jobs, you can look at our jobs in two different ways. We can look at our jobs in terms of the corporate America, which in corporate America, well, it kind of depends, but in corporate America, you don't hear the faith-based tone, let me put it that way. You don't hear the faith-based tone. Now, in a, you want to say spiritual or maybe faith-based, as it said, that you might hear more of a spiritual tone. In the faith-based setting or the spiritual setting, you may hear the tone in there. The people, the organization, the administration, may be ones whereas they have fellowship. And even prayer. That they may have that in part of the atmosphere, the environment of the employment that it is. But we're dealing with two different employers when you're dealing with the secular and you're dealing with the spiritual. Now, you have some people that, you know, they're in the corporate, they're in the corporate America, it's called, and some people, you know, they're born again believers and they're in the corporate America, and guess what? They don't like it. And they don't, they have their reasons for not liking it for several different reasons. And then you have those that are in the faith-based or the spiritual-based employment, and they like it. And even to some to say that even in such of the environment, so to speak, and we're talking faith-based or spiritual, that there are even some things in that environment that one may not like. And it may be that they are not in tune or like or you approve of the policies that are in both. Now you have one that will also say with the spiritual type of work that they would prefer to be in that environment. And some have even felt a call or felt a tug or felt a push in reference to getting out of corporate America and going into the secular employment, so to speak. Now, let me say that in either or, okay, in either or, that like I said, in the spiritual faith-based organization, there are rules, and there are just some of the rules, so to speak, that you may not approve of because of your doctrine, how your doctrine runs, and the information that you may know, and even scripture-wise, and you may not agree with it, so you want out. And then you got those that are in the corporate America and they want out of corporate America because they want to go into the faith-based, secular, faith-based spiritual arena. So they want to go that route. But you have in both of them, you know, just to be on the honest, the transparent track, that they both might have some policy, so to speak, that one may not approve of. But to know that in either or situation, something has to occur. And what it is that has to occur is it's either one, whichever one that it is, that you are responsible, that you have a responsibility to its employer, that you have a responsibility to its employer in terms of whatever the production that you make in that area on that job, that you have a responsibility of such that the work that you're doing, well, guess what? The work that you're doing, the Lord is looking. And he is looking at it either, it's either corporate America or the spiritual or the faith-based setting. He is looking at you. And that with that you're doing it and whatever the assignment may be, you're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for yourself because on that in that certain environment that you're on, that you are being watched. That you're being watched in these areas because you are different. And you are different in the sense that you know the Lord. And that can be an environment where the Lord wants your light to shine and you may be there. And some may want to leave there because they don't like it, rules and whatnot, but it may be that you're there basically for that area of witnessing to them, being that light to them, and even in such that that job that you're doing is not just for those men. It is not just for whoever the employer is. It's not for them. And knowing that when your place is over, you can call it your place, you can, you know, call it your area, you call it your position, and whenever that is over, then guess what? And even while you're there, that there is a reward for it, that there's a reward that comes, and you'd be surprised that even of the reward that comes while you even being there, that with the purpose that you're there for, that even in that, that your reward comes from the Lord, even in the secular and the spiritual faith-based environment. So we have to know that. Sometimes, you know, in the jobs that we are working at, you know, honestly, now somebody might, of course, they might challenge it and say, well, you know, I think about such, well, I think about, I know why I'm there, and I know the Lord put me there in all these kind of different areas. But when the challenge comes, when the challenge comes, sometimes you want out. You want out for different reasons. A lot of reasons that we want out is because we may not feel that we are being paid according to what our qualifications are, or, you know, even of our tenure on the job, that we may feel that we are not getting what we are in deserving of. Now, we know that even in the secular, faith-based, the spiritual part of it, there are seasons in all of this. There's seasons why that you are even there, you how long you may be there. And you know, these things, that this is to show that how we have to pay attention, we have to listen, and we have to adhere to how the Lord wants to use us on that job in terms of how long you're gonna be there and exactly what you're doing. Now, like I said, you know, none of these jobs, so to speak, they have to be peaches and cream to you, because they don't, okay? But just knowing that the Lord have his way, okay? Now, in the secular piece of it, you know, it can be tricky. Okay, it can be tricky in the secular arena, because, you know, the type of people that you're working with, that the people that you're working with, lots of times, or we may have a, let's put it there, that we may have a bad, you may have a poor administration. That they appear in essence, they may look like that they know what they're doing, but then in another sense, you see another side of them. And even in such, in the circle of its own, that you have other people underneath, that you may even have a supervisor, and that you may have a supervisor underneath. Now, again, it could be the secular or faith-based spiritual employers. You could be the same, that you have supervisors. And these are people that they're supposedly is managing you, overseeing what you're doing and all. And these people, yes, it is a tricky one, that these people may show you other sides of them. You may see other sides of them in a fact of, in a sense of that. You might take a notice that they don't follow the rules. They don't follow the rules, but what you're seeing is they kind of like following their own rules. And sometimes you see, even in these types of situations, that you might see the haughty behavior, you might see the arrogance, you might see the conceitedness, you might even see the think that they're better, and the over top of you. That you may see that side of the person that it may not turn you the right way with them. That's why I said it's tricky. But y'all too, in either faith-based, spiritual-based positions, you have some that they, because they have, you know, some authority, or they have some, you know, some power to the position, that, you know, easily it goes to their heads. So, you know, with these types of positions, again, the spiritual, the secular sense of it, that still, even in all, God gets the glory. So, you know, we look at these things, and we look at this in our environments that we work in, and we have to pay attention to these things, or do we, or we don't. Yeah, we would all love, yes, we would all love to be in a position of a faith base where you can lift Jesus higher, and you can lift him higher anyway where you are. You can only get the lift up and go get the praise and go get the glory, honor anyway, okay? Anyway, regardless to how the people see it. So he's gonna get the glory. He's gonna get the glory. Now, we see here, just like we're told, like in Mark 12 and 17. And Jesus answering and said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's. And they marvel at him. You know, in the job sense, you know, the work, the production that you're making and all, and your give back and what you're doing. And yes, you receive a paycheck, you know, you get a paycheck from it. But the work that you're doing and the work that you're doing on your jobs, those are the things that you're giving to them. You're giving those areas. You're giving that work of production to your job. And the give back is you receive your income, and you may get even extra. You may get promoted for such, you know, that you did good work, and your work is being commended by. And you can receive these in both areas of the either secular and the spiritual, or the faith-based arena. Now, let me say that when it's time to leave, so to speak, and you, because you want to leave. How about that one? I ain't saying because, you know, the Lord is leading you. It's because you want to leave. Okay, let me tell you. Don't do it. Okay, don't do it. You leave when you're supposed to leave. And as I say, let the Lord lead you. And you know, this is a part that might be a little hard for people to take, even in, and this goes with that area, even with supervisors, of not liking you. And not liking you to the degree or to the place that they want to get rid of you. Yes, these are actual situations that actually happens on jobs, and I'm sure, you know, the audience can relate to that. Surely, maybe somebody has experienced maybe one or even two, either one or even two, you know, in terminations on their jobs. And yeah, Dr. Jones have too. Yes, she has. She's experienced two terminations on two jobs, and I will tell you, best thing ever happened when of the essence of it all. When you stand back and you look and you see what God has done, then you get to see that, you know, I say amen. Amen that of that time of doing those jobs, that, you know, those times of being let go. Well, come on. We know in the beginning, we know it's not a feeling that one likes. Nobody wants to be, you know, let go of the job. But, you know, there are just some jobs that, guess what, doesn't matter which one it may be, but it just may, you're not the potato for it. Okay? You're not the potato for it. You're not the chair for it. Okay? And you have that one that's over you that may not even like you. And again, it's not even so much the liking of knowing you, but, you know, feeling some kind of way intimidated
by you. Oh, yes, it does happen. But even on those jobs, even as you're doing your work on those jobs, again, that rendering to Caesar what's his, giving to him what's his, and giving to God what belongs to him. And when we get on those types of jobs like that, you know, we have to, you know, pray and let the Lord lead which way to go. And of course, you know, nobody wants to be terminated and stuff. But, you know, I'll say, and as I put within my testimony, best thing ever happened. Best thing ever happened, you know, even of the lead up of the termination, which was, this was, by the way, it wasn't faith-based, but it was a secular base. And even though, you know, it happened, you know, I wasn't happy about it, but you know what? It was to a degree, you know, seeing the different things that I saw in the different settings. Guess what? You leave it to the Lord. And that's where I was reserved to. I was reserved to leaving it in the hands of the Lord. And to believe. And to believe if I should get let go, well, guess what? Guess what? Guess what happens? You may still get terminated and even have some adversity with the employer. But essence, standing on the promises of God, standing on what he said he'll do, said he will lead you and guide you into all truth, said that he shall supply your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And he's the way, the truth, and the life. So, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So, looking at the position of it and warning you, terminate it, you turn it over to the Lord. I tell you, I think about it sometimes. I think about it. I think about that termination that day. I think about that HR person asking me, did I want to go out the back door? I said, for what? For what? I'm going to go out that front door. Not because I knew once I walked out that front door, I knew what the history book was going to be. The history book was going to be, I raise my hands and say thank you to the Lord and keep it moving. Whatever they want to do. Whatever they want to do on these jobs, whatever they want to do. You know you are serving the Lord. You know that your purpose, if you're there for a purpose, you ain't leaving till he say so, till the purpose is met. But you turn it becomes your testimony. It becomes your story. You let it be known that you didn't buckle, that you didn't buckle underneath what they said and how they say it and wanting you out and all like that. You didn't bow to that. You didn't give in. You didn't give up. And that's positive. And it's definitely what we need. Definitely what we should want. And giving it over to the Lord. Turning it all over to him with that secular and that spiritual faith-based organization. It can be good. It can be good. It can be good. It can be bad. It can be bad. It can be bad. But God gets the glory. That's the key. That's the key. That's the key. The key is that he gets the glory from it. Yeah, he gets the glory from the whole entire matter of the secular and the spiritual or faith-based employer. You're turning it over to him. So I say to you, on tonight, in having to deal with the secular or the faith-based employer, turn it over to Jesus. Turn them over to Jesus. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Even in rules that you don't agree with, and you're not supposed to do it, don't even do it. Trust the Lord. with your job. Secular, you don't quit because it's corporate, and you just want to just get on to the faith-based side. You may be on the right side, letting the Lord lead you. That's what you want. Letting Him lead you and guide you. The faith-based, the secular-based counselors that are in these places. Counselors too. They're in these places.
Y'all gonna start this back up again? Because I do have one more witness.
Pray for them. Those that counselors and advisors, whatever you want to call them, mentors, whatever, in those places, you have to pray for them too. And they're in those areas of employment. So, guess what? Turn them over to Jesus.
Lord, I'm so grateful.
And He will make it right. The faith-based and secular employers.
I should have been there. No. Sleeping.
Know
in my
them for what they do. Raise up. And know that God is with you. And let's continue to have an open mind, have open ears to deal with the secular or the faith-based employer. Some are good. Some are not so good. Give Him the glory. And thank Him for the job that you have. He takes care of His people. And we say thank you. And we say thank you.
The Ferrero Rocher chocolate bar. Crunchy hazelnuts.
And we say thank you. You might have heard some noise in the background. Ignore that. And remember, you have a secular, you have a faith-based employer. Pray for them both. In Jesus' name. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the Counseling Service, coming with another Let's Talk About the Secular and the Faith-Based Employer. Blessings to you. Good night.